From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under B, the Big Bear of Arkansas. An early nickname for Arkansas was the Bear State. But before Arkansas was a state or even a territory, bear hides and bear grease were important economic assets. Bear hunters, rough in appearance and language, were fascinating and exotic characters, and their fabulous exploits were often recounted in big city popular magazines. The Big Bear of Arkansas by William Bangs Thorpe was originally published in the Spirit of the Times in New York in 1841. Full of humorous exaggeration, told in a campy oratorical style, it is a classic tall tale, a thriving form of entertainment in the backwoods. It is also a great example of Ozark storytelling, a popular pastime even today. Rayburn published a summary of this famous story in 1954 in the Springfield News Leader. This is how Rayburn tells it. Thorpe's narrative concerns an Arkansas backwoodsman nicknamed the Big Bar for his prowess on the hunt. Thorpe asked him if he would give a description of some particular bear hunt. "Stranger," said he, "in bear hunts I am numerous, but I will give you an idea of a hunt in which the greatest bear was killed that ever lived, none excepted. And if that ain't a particular bear hunt, I ain't got one to tell. On a fine fall day, long time ago, I was trailing about for bar, and what should I see but fresh marks about 8 inches above any in the forest that I knew of. A bear would bite off the bark of a sassafras tree, and this mark gave the hunter an indication of the bear's height. Says I, them marks is a hoax, or it indicates the darndest bear that was ever grown. That conviction came home to my soul like an earthquake. Says I, here is something a purpose for me. That bar is mine, or I give up the hunting business. The very next morning, what should I see but a number of buzzards hovering over my cornfield. The rascal's been there, says I, and sure enough, on examination, I found the bones of what had been as beautiful a hog as was ever raised by a Buckeye. Then I tracked the critter out of the field to the woods, and all the marks he left behind showed me that he was the bar. Well, stranger, the first chase I ever had with that big critter, the dogs ran him 18 miles and quit. My horse gave out, and I was as nearly used up as a man can be. But the bear continued to evade the hunter's grasp until the creature became an obsession, and he decided to put forth a supreme effort. He found the bear's trail as plain to the dogs as a turnpike road. On he went, till he came to a tree, the limbs of which formed a crotch about 6 feet from the ground, and in this crotch was the bear, the dogs yelling all around it. A friend of mine reached shooting distance before me, and blazed away, hitting the creature in the center of the forehead. The bear shook his head as the ball struck it, and then walked down the tree as gently as a lady from a carriage. I expected to see him close in with the dogs and kill a dozen of them at least, but I was mistaken, for the bar leaped over the ring of dogs and, giving a quick growl, was off. And once again the bear got away. Thinking of it made me more convinced that I was hunting the devil himself. I went home that night and took to my bed. The thing was killing me. The story got out among the neighbors, and I determined to catch that bar, go to Texas, or die. On the morning before the day set for the big hunt, Big Bar went out to make his plans. And what should I see getting over my fence but the bar? The way he walked, he loomed up like a black mist. I raised myself, took deliberate aim, and fired. The varmint wheeled, gave a yell, and walked through the fence like a falling tree would through a cobweb. I heard him groaning in a thicket like a thousand sinners, and by the time I reached him, he was a corpse. Big Bar had to have the help of five other men to load the bear's carcass on the back of a mule. He made a bedspread of the bear skin, and it covered the mattress with several feet on each side to tuck up. But, stranger, I never liked the way I hunted him. I was never satisfied with him giving in so easy at last. Perhaps he had just heard of my preparations to hunt him the next day, so he just come in to save his went to grunt with in dying. But that ain't likely. My private opinion is that that bar was an unhuntable bar, and died when his time come.